When national pundits name the likely Republican candidates for president in 2016, Walker makes some lists and not others. But at a recent speech to a Republican audience at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and Museum, it was Walker who volunteered that presidents should be vice presidents or governors first.
And it's why up until the 2008 election, the last member of Congress to be elected to presidency was 1960 with John F. Kennedy. There have been plenty that tried throughout that, but I think in the end, Americans understand that more often not just based on party, you're better off with someone who's been proven and tested as a chief executive.
Walker's not the first to make this suggestion, but his circumstances are different than most. His congressional delegation includes Republican Paul Ryan, Mitt Romney's running mate and a possible presidential candidate for 2016. Asked about his comments in California, Walker called Ryan one of the few exceptions he'd make to his rule.
He'd be an exception to that, but I still generally believe, not because of any foreshadowing or anything like that, but I just think that in general, you look in both parties, I mean, Ronald Reagan, Bill Clinton, and you look down the line, a lot of the folks who've been good presidents have been governors because they have that executive experience before.
Walker says he's worked too hard and too long to be governor to worry about anything else right now. But he told Politico in June he'd like to play a bigger role in national politics. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.